variable speed furnace to remove humidity, balance out temperature differences, and make your home more comfortable. Available with financing terms you can't beat. For more information, contact the official HVAC company of the morning after, Design Air Heating and Cooling, at designair.net. Don't mess with big box stores or unreliable delivery from out of state when it comes to the PPE that you need. Instead, work with Marco Bertarelli of family-owned local staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Masks, hand sanitizer, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Bertarelli has it all. They even cut plexiglass to your exact needs so your business can get back to serving the community. Contact Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply today by emailing Marco at BertarelliCo.com or calling 314-664-4
At Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, our mission is to provide our fans, racers, and sponsors with a first-class and up-close personal racing experience. This includes unprecedented access to drag strip, the oval, the road racing track, and a nationally sanctioned karting track, plus special events such as concerts and corporate functions for year-round activities. And it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
Hey St. Louis, since you can't go to Busch Stadium, let Schnucks bring the stadium to you. Two lucky Schnucks Rewards members will win a very unique Cardinals experience. Schnucks will bring a giant TV, ballpark food, Anheuser-Busch beer, and several other surprises from the stadium to your backyard for a Cardinals watch party. There will even be special appearances from former Cardinal players. All you have to do is download the Schnucks Rewards app and enter to win. So download Schnucks Rewards and have Schnucks bring Busch Stadium to your backyard.
Mom, what do you always say?
There's nothing sadder than jewelry that sits in a drawer.
That's why we are proud to offer jewelry repair on-site at Neustadter's Fine Jewelry. We know that your jewelry is important to you, and we take that part of our job very seriously. Visit us at Doherty Ferry in Big Bend or learn more at wowdiamonds.com.
The Cam Jansen Show will be coming to you live from Top Shooters every Friday from 1 to 2. And while you listen, it's a great time to saddle up at any of the six video game machines provided by J&J Ventures Gaming. Download their gaming app, find Top Shooters location, and then get your game on. With incredible specials, the best wait staff in the area, and me and the crew talking hockey. That's Top Shooters every Friday from 1 to 2. 531 Old State Road, Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois, just off of 255. Top Shooters. Play here, win big.
At Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, our mission is to provide our fans, racers, and sponsors with a first-class and up-close personal racing experience. This includes unprecedented access to drag strip, the oval, the road racing track, and a nationally sanctioned karting track, plus special events such as concerts and corporate functions for year-round activities. And it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
Your heating, cooling, and indoor air quality system should improve your health in addition to providing comfort. And all across the St. Louis area, Scott Lee Heating Company is trusted with both. With over 40 years of experience with residential and commercial heating, cooling, and healthy air systems, including maintenance, repair, and replacement, they have St. Louis covered and comfortable. Contact them today to learn about cost-saving rebates at scottleeheating.com. Scott Lee Heating Company, where satisfied customers are their most important asset.
The Village Bar is open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup, and the dining room is now open. Get a couple burgers for yourself, or their quart-sized chili is perfect to feed the entire family. Located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
Hey everyone, it's Cam Jansen, and I'm here with Gray Wilson from Dents Express, St. Louis's premier paintless dent repair facility with two locations, Baldwin and St. Charles. Hey Gray, how long does paintless dent repair take, and what is the biggest value for customers?
Hey Cam, great question. In most cases, we will have the customer's vehicle repaired that same day. The value of paintless dent repair allows customers to maintain their factory finish along with their factory warranty.
St. Louis, for all your dings and dents, contact my good friends at DentsExpressSTL.com.
590 The Fan and TMA are happy to announce registration for our Lemmings Open Golf Tournament on Friday, October 23rd, presented by Michelob Ultra, GFI Digital, Dents Express, and STL Digital Media. Course and tickets will be $600, covering golf and cart for four players, lunch and booze. The tournament will get started with a 10:30 shotgun start. Get your tickets now. This is a first-come, first-served event. Go to eventbrite.com and search Lemmings Open to sign up today, or click the link to register on the 590thefan.com homepage.
see the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
Last minute change of plans. I was under the impression that we would have John Landolf Jr. We do have John Landolf, but it's not Jr., it's the third. Third in Roman numerals looks like three sticks, which is why we call him Three Sticks, or Sticks for short. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sticks Landolf. Sticks, how are you?
Doing very well. How are you, Frank?
Good. Do you like that, Sticks, or do you not like it?
No, I'm totally good with it. I've got a ton of nicknames, so.
What are the other nicknames you have?
I probably can't say all of them on the radio, but.
No, let's give it a shot.
A lot of people call me Triple. A lot of people also call me Sticks.
I just said Sticks.
I know. That's the same piece. Some people call me J-Lo.
What?
J-Lo?
J-Lo.
Oh, yeah, John Landolf. Right. J-Lo. But that would be Jolo. It wouldn't be, well, J the initial, I guess.
J-Lo. 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 Yeah.
What else? You said J-Lo. A ton of nicknames. Give us, what else they call you?
Used to be called back hockey when I played in college. My nickname on the team was Landfill.
Landfill?
Yeah.
Wow. That's all you're good for is filling land?
That's a good one.
Yeah, pretty much.
And why was that they called you that?
Because of your talent, skills, and their evaluation?
Kind of like...
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Much. Is that a hockey term?
Yeah, I've heard it before. The nickname Landfill, or like the worst guy on the team, his nickname is Rudy.
Okay.
Rudy.
Yeah. Okay.
That was pretty much
I saw that movie. So, we're not going to call you Landfill. We're not going to call you J-Lo. Okay? We're not going to go there.
We're not going to call you Johnson. So, we're not going to call you Ray J.
Okay, Dan, once again, Sticks has no idea. Sticks, do you have any idea why he said we're not going to call you Johnson or Ray J? Do you know what that is? Of course you don't.
Maybe a reference to an old movie?
No, no. See, you don't know. Leave it to Dan. It was a...
Miller Lite, wasn't it?
It was a Miller Lite, or I think it was Miller Lite commercial, and then the guy was on Saturday Night Live a few times, and he had the lamest bit. His name was Raymond J. Johnson.
Yeah.
And he'd say, you doesn't have to call me Ray. You doesn't have to call me J. You doesn't have to call me, but you, if you could call me Ray, you could call me Ray J, but you doesn't have to call me Johnson. And that was the whole bit. Yep. That was it.
Yep.
That was kind of it. And it's kind of like Guido Sarducci. His bit was a one-bit act. Father Guido Sarducci. And once he did it, you had seen everything he had. And that was it. So... I'm sorry that Dan threw the Raymond J. Johnson reference at you, but that's Dan. That's what he does. So what's new at the mothership up in Florissant?
You know, we are busy, busy, busy. What's new, they haven't changed as much as that we are still very aggressive on trades, giving top dollar for trades. We need cars, you know, for our, both our pre-owned lots, so... I've got Mark, our pre-owned manager, and the rest of our desking managers, very aggressive.
How old? What? Give me the limit. Like, what's the oldest car that you'd be interested in for trade-in? Like 10 years or 8 years?
Oh, much older. You know, as long as it's a good running vehicle.
Have I got a deal for you? You know what I'm driving today? I'm driving my 47-year-old Volkswagen Beetle. Would you be interested in that? No, now we know where the limit is. It's somewhere between 10 and 47.
Yeah, somewhere in that range.
Well,
take that on consignment.
Yeah, well, you could take it on consignment. Somewhere out there, there's an old person who would love to have a 73 Volkswagen Beetle. It's beautiful.
It runs good, too, doesn't it? Yeah.
Runs good. It's brand new. It's completely rebuilt.
And it's got air conditioning. Not a lot of them have that.
Oh, I think that's a rare. Yeah, you're starting to get interested, aren't you, Sticks?
Absolutely. You're selling me on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. One of the rare, maybe the only one in the country with air.
Really?
That works. Yeah. And that was a $3,500 deal after I had the thing rebuilt. So I may roll it up there one day and just... I'll trade you even for a loaded Suburban, fully loaded Suburban, or Silverado pickup truck.
Yeah, well, I'll leave my dad to work out the details.
That's what I thought. So it is still, I don't know how long this shortage of used cars is going to last. I don't see it going away for a while. Do you? I mean, it's going to take a while to fill this void that was created.
There's always tremendous demand, you know, even pre-COVID or certain times, there's always tremendous demand for good pre-owned vehicles on lots. But it's just thrown it into, you know, unseen, at least in my time being involved in the business, where it's crazy.
See, here's my pitch. If I were there working for you, and by the way, that could happen in the not too distant future, and I had a customer, here's what I would say to the customer. Right now, I don't know of a better time for somebody who has a car to trade in to buy a new car for a couple of reasons. There's a tremendous shortage of good used cars. So when you say we need your used car, it's not just a pitch. You really do. And the other thing is interest rates are ridiculously low for financing a new car. So the stage is set. The low interest rate for financing for a new car and top dollar for your pre-owned car. So if you've ever wanted to buy and get into something new, this would be the time to do it. Everything's in your favor. How's that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And on top of that, even the rebates offered from the manufacturer are, you know, they have these, you know, up to 15% off vehicles. I mean, that's as high as rebates that I see, you know, ever offered from Chevy and General Motors. And you combine that with our discounts. It's unbelievable. You can combine it if you know the GM or supplier pricing discounts. Usually those aren't compatible with percent off rebates. GM and Chevrolet have now allowed that to happen too. So the savings are unbelievable.
All right, how old are you?
I'm 31.
Okay. Let me throw a little vehicle trivia at you. You know who offered the very first rebate? And before you take a guess at this, it's what started the whole rebate mentality. And once they did it, they could never get away from it. After that was for initial offer, everybody had to start offering rebates. You know who it was?
Was it in? Or are you saying in the automobile business?
Yeah. Which model, which make offered the first rebate?
Chrysler.
Joe Garagiola, and his pitch, his slogan was this: buy a Chrysler, get a check. That was the slogan, and you got a $500 rebate if you bought a Chrysler, specifically, I think, a minivan. And then from that point on, it was a world of either rebates, cashback, 0% financing, because they realized that when they stopped doing it, people wouldn't buy. I want the rebate. I go back to the rebate deal. I'll wait for a rebate again. So that was the start of it all. And then I have a question for you, and just give me what you think your take on it is. This cash back thing. Like if you buy, I'll just pick something, Silverado, $2,000 cash back. What is the deal with that? You buy a vehicle and then you just give the customer what, a check for $2,000 or something?
No, at least in my experience, the rebates, they're just applied to the discount of the vehicle.
Okay, well, what's the cash back? There's a difference. There's rebate and there's cash back.
I believe the customer can choose either.
Oh, so they can get the cash or take it off the vehicle.
Correct.
Okay, all right. I get it, because it's a way, in a sense, for somebody to take out a small loan for cash as part of the financing of the vehicle. Okay, I get it. All right, you learned something I learned. So here's another one for you. What was the first year for the rear deck brake light? Not just the two taillight brake lights that came on, but that light up above them on the trunk lid or up in the window that when you put the brakes on. What was the first year for that?
86. Okay.
1986. So what was
three
the first?
3 years before I was born.
All right. At one time, this is all off the top of my head. These are the only things I know. I'm pretty limited. At one time, all of the front turn signals on a vehicle were white. When you turned on your turn signal, obviously it blinked red in the back, but it was white in the front. until this year when they all turned amber.
Hmm. What is amber? Yellow?
Yellow, yeah. 1963.
Wow.
And I know this because we had a 62 Chevy, and man, I was mad because now our car was dated because it had a white turn signal.
Someone just called in, a woman just called in and said that, you said Joe Garagiola.
Joe Garagiola.
Garagiola.
He was the pitch man for Chrysler.
Oh, the pitch man. Okay, because it was Lee Iacocca that was...
Lee Iacocca was the head of Chrysler, and he did a lot of their commercials, but Joe Garagiola was the guy who said, buy a Chrysler, get a check. Okay. He was their spokesman for quite a while.
All right.
Yeah, Iacocca did them, too.
Yeah.
They also offered the first minivan. And here's what's interesting, Styx.
Yes?
I don't know if you remember when every other person had a conversion van. Either a small one or a big one, with a ladder on the back and captain's chairs and a TV. They were everywhere. And now, no conversion vans, because they were replaced by SUVs. It's an SUV pickup truck world. It just is. And you know that. So no more conversion vans.
No, they used to be all the rage. We used to take them in the summer to the Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah, it was terrific in terms of a way to travel. They drove like crap. They're all over the road. They're sloppy. No, they were heavy, top heavy and sloppy. But, whoo, pop in the VCR and kick back in the captain's chair and watch a movie as you head out on the road. And it's like, it seemed like everybody had them until everybody didn't have them. And then SUVs came. The other thing I find interesting is all-wheel drive or 4x4. There are people who have 4x4 who the entire time they own that truck or that SUV, they never, ever put it in 4x4. Unless you get a big snow, they never use it.
Well, that's what they told me.
What?
I have that on my vehicle. That's what they told me when they sold it.
What?
Only put it in 4x4.
When you're in snow?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You don't need it on dry paper.
Right.
In fact, it's not a good idea. So see what you learn talking to us, Styx?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, what do you want us to know before we get away? Everything's good in St. Peter's?
Everything's going great in St. Peter's, yes, sir. Yeah, between both our locations, we have over 250 pre-owned vehicles on the ground. So if you're looking for something, we probably have it between one of our two lots.
On the ground, where else would they be? Like up on top of the building? Or,
just a figure of speech, I guess.
Oh, on the lot. That's a car talk. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I got you. Do you know your phone number?
Yes, I do. Enforcent 314-837-1800.
Yeah, he does.
And St. Peter's 636-706-5700. You can shop 24/7 at lawndolf.com.
All right, how's your brother? He good?
Yeah, all three are doing very well.
Well, I mean, the one that works there.
Oh, yeah, he's great. Sam, maybe next time I'll tell him he needs to come on and talk.
Nah, you're doing fine. That's fine. You need to take the spotlight and run with it. You're doing fine.
Does he have a special nickname for you? Or can you say that on the
air? Or does he have one for himself?
He just usually goes by Sam.
Hmm. Funny, you got like eight nicknames. He didn't have any. We'll have to work on that.
Yeah, he might. Yeah, but no, we usually just call him Sam.
And what happened to your paw today that he couldn't make it? Was he hung up somewhere? Is he?
I couldn't tell you. I've hardly seen the day. He's I assume he's still here, but I've been busy down in my building all day. So I usually get a text or 15 minutes or so before from either my dad or Dan and. You know, I can't really say no, so I just do the show.
How does that work? Does he text you and go, hey, you're going on the air for me today?
Yes, sir. Yep.
No explanation?
No, I don't ask questions. I just say, yes, sir.
Listen to that. I don't ask questions. Listen to this guy. I don't ask questions.
And he said, I don't say no, I just do the show.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a great attitude. He's That's rhyming. The same
that
work,
awesome.
Same work ethic we have here. All right, J-Lo, I guess tomorrow we'll either talk to your dad or we'll talk to you. Either one is fine. And go sell some vehicles to some AM and the PM people. We'll send them your way, okay?
Absolutely.
One thing we didn't mention, you're open late, late, late tonight. Is that right?
Late in both locations. Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. All right, J-Lo, thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Bye-bye. See y'all. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
J-Lo.
See? I'm going with the J-Lo thing.
I like
it. Yeah, just because he probably doesn't like it. So we need to break him in. We do a lot of things that Dad doesn't like.
There's the original J-Lo. What about J-Lo Styx?
Too much?
Yeah. Oh, it is. J-Lo sticks.
That's three different.
Oh, thanks, Tips.
What?
Tips.
So that's three syllables. I said, thanks, Tips. Thanks for the tip there, Tips.
So Doug Pernikoff would be Dopern?
Deepern.
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 You like that? Deepern?
Deepern.
Deepern. Okay. All right. Okay.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did. Why don't we have Bruce hit this guy's music? There it is. Sounds like Christmas music, but it's not. It's dog music. Dog in the window music. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Window World. Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. A lot of reasons for that. You can find all of them at their website, windowworldstlouis.com. And here are the numbers if you'd like to talk to Dr. Doug. You have a pet, thinking about getting the pet, here we go, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Official introduction now, Dr. Doug Pernikoff or Deepern.
Hey, 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 how is everybody today?
Great, Deepern, how are you?
I am AM and the PM. Hey, wouldn't, like Limey would be, he'd be T-Phil. T-Phil?
Or Tim? Or I know one guy that always called me T-Money. I like that.
T-Money?
T-Money. I don't know where the money part came from, but always called me T-Money.
But Limey T-Phil. Would be right. Lifil. Wouldn't you do L-Phil?
Lifil.
Yeah. And then Tim would be T-Wood.
T-Wood. Oh, that's good. That's good. You'd be
Destra.
And you'd be F-Pin?
F-Pin. Yeah. I like it.
I like that one. Okay. He's the F-Pin.
Doc, you want to take a call or two?
Yeah, I'm just getting over his name. But okay, I'm good.
We have lines open. Let's fix that, folks.
Freak me out.
Load these lines up. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Dan, thank you for waiting. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, how are you, Dan?
First of all, I just want to say I'm AM and the PM.
Well, it feels good to say that, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
What do you got, Dan?
Hey, we have an older dog who unfortunately developed diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, I think as a side effect, some clouding has occurred over the cornea, and she's basically blind in the front. She has some peripheral vision, but I guess my question is cataract surgery, is that possible or advisable for dogs or an older dog?
Oh, yeah. There's a board-certified ophthalmologist. There's one right here in our center. But they can do those procedures. The problem is, if you have a diabetic dog, that created a lot of that change in the lens, and it can happen again with the artificial process.
How long would it take for it to occur again?
I don't know. You know, well, I guess if it's an artificial material and not a transplant lens, that may not happen. There are all kinds of criteria that they use when it's right and proper to remove a cataract. And is it both eyes that are...
Yes. Okay. I was going to ask you another question, but go ahead.
I was just saying that, you know, I would talk to the ophthalmologist, get an appointment through your veterinarian, they'll refer you, and talk to them about what your options are, because it's certainly worth investigating. Now, most dogs, how old is this pup?
She's not a pup anymore. She's all 11, right. I think.
Yeah. So she's old enough. She probably knows her facility, her home, very, very well.
And pretty well, yeah.
Yeah, and she's probably not going to have any problems moving around the house. But I think you're interested enough. Go find out learn something. It's the cost of an appointment. I don't know what that would be, but that's not a whole lot. So there's at least two that I know of, board-certified ophthalmologists, veterinary ophthalmologists.
What's interesting to me, Dan, you said the dog has peripheral vision. How do you know that?
Well, because of the way she moves around, the way she looks her head, the way she tilts her head and she looks, I just kind of suspect that. Do I know that for sure? No, but...
Right. That makes sense.
She sees motion, I think, on the sides. On the
she probably, like, you know, unless the really dense lens changes, that she's still probably getting some light through the lens into her retina.
But it won't get worse.
It'll get worse, but she will right now be able to discriminate dark and light. So she might see shadows and stuff, and it might keep her out of trouble. But, again, I think you'd be smart to just go ahead and explore and learn.
What kind of dog is it?
Well, she's a mutt, but...
Because the reason I ask is, the Shih Tzus and dogs like that, they seem to be prone to that clouded...
Diabetes.
Or just without diabetes.
Yeah, I think the diabetes was really brought on because her vision was perfect. And then when she started drinking a lot of water and...
Yeah, urinating.
She discovered she had diabetes. And I mean, those things clouded up so quickly.
Wow.
It was like within 3 or 4 months she had those, you could see those opaque, kind of whitish over her, right over her center.
We had a friend that had a dog. I'm not making this up. The dog was completely deaf and blind, like a Helen Keller dog. And it... Honestly, it walked around the house and almost never bumped into it. Yeah, never bumped into anything. Occasionally, but I'm thinking, can't hear, can't see, and what are you going to do? Put it to sleep because it can't hear and can't see?
Don't change your furniture.
No, they just wrote it out till the dog got old and passed away. I remember going over there watching that dog. I couldn't believe it. Up steps, down steps, couldn't see, couldn't hear. So.
They do accommodate.
Yeah, but it's tough. Well. It's tough to look at that. It's tough to know that the dog can't see.
She gets around pretty well. One funny thing she does, I'll just say, because I don't know if any of you ever used to watch Benny Hill, remember the comedian?
Sure.
He did one skit with, he played Ironside, and he was in a wheelchair, and he'd be rolling over everybody's feet, maybe hopping out of the way. But she walks around the room, and the cat's laying there all sedate and calm, and she'll walk on the cat, and the cat, the cat.
Do that cat sound again. Sound just like a cat.
Very good.
Exactly.
Wow, that was excellent.
She did two different sounds. It was funny. Yeah. The second sound sounded nothing like the first sound.
One was a male, one was a female.
One was two syllables, the other one was only one.
Yeah. Well, he's a cat variety.
Multi-talented.
Dan, good luck with your dog's vision.
Yeah.
And all right, thank you.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to who? Al or Tim?
Oh, Tim.
All right. Tim, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Good. Yeah. Hey, Frank and the gang. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. We're good. Tim, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, how you doing?
Hey, Tim, how are you?
Not too bad. First, AM and the PM.
That's important. Thank you.
Hallelujah. How can we help you?
Have been for a long time. Okay, I've got an almost 9-year-old border collie who drives me crazy every day.
Mm-hmm.
However, I've noticed...
And as always, however, in life.
Anyway.
And he followed up with it anyway.
I've noticed in his left eye, there's a kind of like a crescent-shaped, like a half-moon black spot in his eye, and I haven't noticed that before. Do you have any idea what that might be?
So you're talking about in the center, not in the white portion of the eye, the sclera, but rather involving the lens and the iris, the colored portion. Is that right?
Yeah, it's to the very outside of the colored portion of the eye.
Okay, so there are tumors, and one of which is a melanoma. If we've all heard that term in humans, that could be a cause. So you'd want to talk to your veterinarian again or make an appointment with the ophthalmologist. The other possibility is
that... Dogs get melanoma?
Oh, sure. They get everything we get.
I always think of that as like sun, too much sun damage.
Yeah, there's other reasons for it, but... that could be something you want to explore, and it may be just excessive pigment put down with the as the dog ages. You're 9 years old, and it may be totally benign. So, but I definitely think it's worth having, and probably better than your vet. Nothing against your vet, but more times than not, this is something you'd want to go to the specialist and discover whether it's really something serious or not. Okay.
All right. Very good. Appreciate it. Thanks, Dr. Doug.
Okay. Be good.
Thank you, Tim.
Appreciate
you listening. You too. We have a line open. If you'd like it, if you call now, you will get in. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Al is next. Limey, I lost my screen. Al, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hey, hoorah, Dr. Doug.
Hey.
AM and the PM.
Thank you, Al.
Hallelujah. What you got?
I got a cat problem.
Okay.
We got two cats. A female, 10 years old, a male, 9 years old.
Okay.
Now, they have never been in a car. Now we got...
You need Al, can you turn your radio down in the background?
Oh, let me get away from there.
Okay.
All right.
All right, go ahead.
Got the two cats that have never been in a car.
Wow, have you had them the whole 9 and 10 years?
Yes.
Woo! How do you avoid putting a cat in the car all that time?
Or going
the only
to the
time they go in
the
car is to the vet.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Okay, oh, so they have been in a car.
Yeah, to the vet, but that's like a 15-minute drive.
Okay.
All right, now we got a condo at the lake.
Ah, congratulations.
2-hour drive.
Congratulations.
How will they fare? Will they fare on a 2-hour drive?
Okay, so there are a couple different techniques. One, the simplest, it doesn't solve anything, but you can talk to your veterinarian about one or more drugs, pharmacologic agents that might be useful in sedating them or taking the edge off of them. So that's a possibility.
But that's assuming you need them. They might be fine. Right?
Well, yeah, but you don't want to get halfway there and stuff like that. The other point is that if you can take some time, because cats are kind of finicky, they start hypersalivating, they do all kinds of weird stuff. If you can sit down in the car with your cats, I don't care if they're probably best in a cage, a little crate, and you just turn on the air condition, turn on some soft music, and sit there, don't asphyxiate yourself, and start building some tolerance to that space for them, okay? Then you start driving up and maybe taking a 5-minute ride or a 10-minute ride, and the more you do this, hopefully, they're going to start to settle out. And again, you might even include the pharmacology with that to hasten the response. Some form of... There's other things besides sedation that you can use. It's not a true sedation, but rather more calming.
But if he started just putting them in the car for like a half-hour run, and they were fine,
then you probably don't have to
probably
do
okay.
But I'd still rather have you put them into a cage or a crate in your car just because they're contained. You can make it nice and comfortable. But they're going to make noise, and they're going to hypersalivate. They're going to do all those things initially, okay?
Yeah, that would not be good. That would not be good at halfway to the lake. They just start going insane on you.
So you say put them in the cage and just drive them around for a while here, local.
Well, I said start first by just sitting in the car with them and getting them used to
being not the same cage. Two cages?
I put them in separate cages.
Yeah.
It could work either way if they're real close, but that's what you want to do. You want to just get them kind of neutralize that fear and that stress that comes with that. And again, with the aid of some kind of drug of some sort, your vet will suggest, then you have a good chance of getting them settled real quickly. And you're going to have to test a little bit, just like Frank said. You know, if you don't need much, then don't do anything, right?
Next thing. How long would it take them to get acclimated now to a new place that they've never seen?
You mean out at the lake?
Wow, that's probably as important as the car thing.
Well, that's an unknown, and it's an individual response thing. But you got two cats together, that's good. Take them there. Don't just release them to go hide. I'd keep them in one bedroom or one area and let them get used to that, and then start to expand the rooms that they're available to. But don't be surprised if you have urinary accidents, because that's kind of a characteristic response by a lot of cats. So be ready for that. But I would put litter boxes in two or three sites and give them lots of options. And like I said, I'd start in one room, and then I'd start to expand the freedom around the facility. Okay?
Okay.
Al, before you get away, is this your first place at the lake?
Yes.
Yeah, this is very interesting to me. The Lake of the Ozarks is experiencing this incredible real estate boom.
Like you can't believe.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, the real estate agents are in heaven because everybody
The schools are filling up. People are just moving out.
And here's the thing. The school system at Lake of the Ozarks, the people we've known who live there who had kids, they say is a tremendous school system. And here's why. Tax base. All these people paying real estate taxes, and they're part-timers. They live in St. Louis, Kansas City, yet the money that comes in, their schools want for nothing. They got a great school system at the lake. So you are, I'm assuming you're married? Or you're somebody, I just find it interesting at this point that you're finally getting a place at the lake, because that's what is happening
with thousands of people. Boat sales are the best they've been in like 20 years. Exactly. Real estate at the lake, I should sell my place. I tried 4 or 5 times with no success. I should probably do it now. But congratulations. Good for you. What part of the lake are you on? Do you know? Mile marker?
Yeah, Osage. It's the Lighthouse Point Condos.
Okay, is that
mile marker 1?
Yeah, right down by the dam.
Yes.
Used to be Millstone Lodge or something down there.
It's beautiful. Right on the lake. You're 20 feet from the lake.
You fish?
Our deck.
Do you fish?
I will be.
Yeah, you betcha. All right, good for you, Al. Congratulations.
Thank you, Doctor.
All right, bye-bye.
He called you doctor.
Yeah, well, I'm a doctor.
What?
Doctor of Jokeology.
Oh,
the Joke Master General of the United States.
My apologies.
So, Frank is next. That's a good name. Frank, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Pretty good, Doctor. I want to say hi to Dr. Doug, and I'm AM.
Everybody should be. The world would be a lot kinder place to live. What do you got for Dr. Doug?
All right, about 10 years ago, we inherited 2 cats that were just left, and they don't look like each other, but they supposedly were from the same brood or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Well, the one looks like it's Siamese. It's got the blue eyes, and you see red. When it's dark, you can see some red, like when you take a camera shot. And I was wondering, his fur, about once a year, maybe even longer, it starts bunching up and, I mean, really matting down. And I'll be honest, we don't comb them every day. And I was just wondering, is that like hereditary for the cat, or?
It's probably, in some ways, hereditary. It could also be the animal isn't grooming itself correctly. We see that in a lot of older cats. They'll quit grooming effectively, and then all of a sudden they get the matting.
It's in the rear rump. It's near the rear rump, so that would be a little hard for them.
No, they can get back there, or the other one might be grooming it too. So, get an exam, make sure there's some kind of pathology there. Do you have a flea control? Because the fleas like to concentrate on the back up there where you're describing. And it could be a source of interest in inflammation.
Okay, because they don't really go outside.
Well, fleas come inside, though. So you definitely want to check that out. Yeah, if you just roll the hair back from the head, the base of the tail back towards the head of the cat, you should be able to see flea dirt or live fleas if it's a problem. Okay?
I'll check it out. Because the other cat, he never has any fur problems.
Yeah.
You know, they're...
Luck of the draw.
Well, thank you very much, and
okay.
I do the game.
All right, well, thank you.
Bye-bye. Frank,
appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Siamese cats, they're really beautiful, aren't they?
Yes.
Are they like a gray?
They come in a couple different versions, but the characteristic one is kind of a real pretty white fur, yeah. And then they've got the dark markings.
They got great eyes, too.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful.
Cat eyes are amazing.
They are. Plus what they can do, they see it. With real low light settings and pretty amazing. But that makes them very effective
hunters.
And it's also why we always see them on Halloween, because they're out trying to hunt.
Who was talking yesterday about cats catching a bird?
I was.
Tim, was you?
I was, yeah. I thought it was, it's an amazing thing to watch.
I've only seen it like twice.
The approach and then the attack, it's just...
Yeah, he was talking about a cat crawling slowly toward a bird, and the bird goes to take off, and the cat just leaps up in the air. I've seen it twice in my life. It's unbelievable. Just in midair.
Right.
Snatches.
They're amazing.
And of all the things to eat, who'd want to eat a bunch of feathers? I mean, if you bite down on a bird, it's ugh.
Well, they tear those away and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk to John. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Bowe.
Maybe not.
John's gone.
Sorry, John.
We have a couple of minutes here. We never really mentioned Steve Savard getting let go of Channel 4. And the reason I mentioned it is Dr. Doug sat here a while ago off the air and said he didn't know. He wasn't aware that they let Steve Savard go. And the only reason that I'm going to mention it is when I heard the way it was done, it's becoming so typical of, I want to say the radio business or the TV, but maybe it's all business now. This cold, impersonal. This guy worked in this town for 26 years on television. And my understanding was it was a phone call while he's on vacation. I've known that to be the way radio
corporations have done it for years. Just this cold, impersonal, we're letting you go, sorry, it's a budgetary thing, boom, done. And he had a contract that I think ran out the end of the year. The only good news here is Steve gets to take a vacation from now, a 3.5 month paid vacation. But I don't understand why it has to be done like that. You know, when you're somewhere that long, you don't get a chance to say goodbye to the audience. That's a no-no. If you're in radio and you get let go, you're not going on the air the next day.
I'll tell you exactly why it went down like that. It's because nobody can keep their mouth shut. I used to be in this industry. Nobody can keep their mouth shut in TV. And once they made that decision,
they're afraid you go on and go nuts.
Somebody has a secret. Somebody tells one person. That person tells one person. Then it all gets out. So that's why, as soon as they made the decision, they hauled them in, because nobody can keep a secret in TV.
Well,
as opposed to, finish your game. You know, we'll bring you in later.
Okay, but why would they let a guy go on the air and thank the audience and say goodbye? Because they're afraid he'll say something wrong.
Because they're worried that it would that he would find out about it. I'm going to take the opposite spin from you for a second.
Okay, but maybe couldn't they have done it in person? Call him in face to face instead of on the phone. Over the phone.
Oh, it was over the phone.
He was he just finished a round of golf and he gets a phone call.
Right. Well, I stress, as soon as they made the decision, they told him so that he wouldn't find out about it in another way.
Well, I would have said, Steve, can you come by?
Yeah, I think that's the fair way too.
But they don't. And radio, the same. It's the same. Dan, remember that horrible deal when we worked for Gannett? And they were bought by Easy Communications. The way they handled it with everybody, with the envelopes. Remember that?
Oh, deal? I wasn't there. I didn't work for Gannett. I never worked for Gannett.
So here's the deal.
I worked for Easy.
I worked for Gannett. The giant. They own USA Today. They own a bunch of stations. And they get bought out by Easy Communications. So here's how they did it. They call together every employee at all the radio stations, KSD, KY98, and we're all in a big room, and they hand out envelopes. And when you open it, it basically said, goodbye, or we're keeping you. That pretty much is in not those words, but that's what it is. And you could hear audible sobbing. People opening envelope, crying, and other people, woohoo! It was horrible.
There was a movie, Major League, where the players knew on cut day, if you open your locker, and I think there was a pink thing hanging down, it meant report to the manager's office, you were getting booted off the team, and guys didn't want to open their locker, they'd be opening them real slow to see if it was hanging there.
All right, so here's the worst part of it. A good friend of ours, and one of the greatest country radio jocks ever, Davey Lee. Davey, rest in peace. Davey passed away a couple years ago. So Davey was nervous. He's getting older. You get older in radio, there's the door. And I remember he came over to me and he said, well, young'un, the real country boy. He said, oh, man, I got some good news in this envelope. Looks like they're keeping me on board. And he was, they called his wife, you know. And then apparently, somebody went over to him and said, oh, you know what? We gave you the wrong envelope. They weren't even personalized. It was just like, you're staying, you're leaving. And they took it away and gave him the one that said, see ya, you're no longer employed here. Wow. Oh, my goodness. You're talking about up, boom, down.
That's so sad. It's comical.
Why do businesses have to be so cold? And why do people always get let go right before Christmas? That's another one I never could figure out. Can't you wait till they have a decent Christmas and then do it in January, February? No, apparently not. They like to do it in November.
Well, there is an upside to it.
Well, and I know what you're going to say. Then you don't spend as much money over the holidays.
Yeah, I
guess. But I don't know. I'd like to think if I had a business and a bunch of that, I wouldn't do it like that. That I would at least say, you know, I'm really sorry, and face to face, not over the phone after 26 years. So, good luck, Steve. I think you know who's got to be sweating bullets. Mike Bush. This guy has been on the air forever,
right?
And he's a dying breed, and he's also holdover from when they paid TV anchors really good money, and they don't want to do that anymore. It's all about money. And it's newspaper, TV, radio, cut. Let's get a kid in right from Mizzou to do the news. We'll pay him a fourth of what we're paying, Steve Svard, Mike Bush, whatever. And
It's interesting, too, that in both cases, Bush and Savard, if you remember, they were sports guys.
Right.
And they went and made the transition to doing news anchor.
When I worked in TV in Columbia, Missouri, in a newsroom, we were the NBC affiliate, there was somebody assigned in a quiet room to watch what the ABC affiliate and the CBS affiliate were reporting, just in case we missed something.
Right.
You know, this day and age, the internet has taken over. I mean, when you want news,
right,
8 out of 10 people aren't going to wait for the TV to come on to find out what's news. They're going to go right to the internet to find out what the news is.
And
that's why a young chap who probably makes 1/4 of what Steve Savard was making is now taking over a spot that, you know, they could probably hire 3 people as a result.
No, you're right. We used to go and couldn't wait till the evening news came on, see what's happening. You know how you know now? An alert on your phone. TMZ alert, CBS alert, whatever. Oh, Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. Right then you know it. You don't have to wait till the news comes on.
Right. You get all the details.
An interesting business. And I feel bad. I feel bad for any paper. And here's why I say that. If something happens tonight, a big sports story, let's say, USA Today's not going to have it tomorrow. They're not going to have it till Friday. And by then, it's old news.
I'm a big fan of reading the paper. I like to read the daily paper.
I read it every morning.
But since I moved, I had to call the Post-Dispatch and cancel my subscription.
Yeah.
Well, they said, well, Mr. Woodburn, we appreciate you've been a 14-year delivery to your front lawn customer. We have a digital version only special that you might want to take a gander at. I said, what's that? They said, $1 a month for 5 months.
That's outrageous. You would say, what do you think, I'm made out of money?
I could have said that. She sold me. And it's $9.99 a month after that, but I would have paid $9.99 a month right away for it. But, you know,
take this buck a month deal.
They need the numbers to justify.
That's exactly right.
So that $1 they're making off me is to justify who they're selling advertising to.
And it's not about the dollar. It's so they can say, here's how many people we have on our digital subscribers. They're not making the money on the subscription.
It's like a loss.
What else can you get for $1 a month?
Not much.
It's a loss leader.
It's a good deal. Anything else, Dr. Doug, you'd like to ask or say?
I just want to...
About a minute?
Okay, I'll talk slowly.
Okay, obviously you don't have anything.
Hey, you got 5 seconds.
I just want to say to love those critters because they need our love. Okay?
Well, that's a great way to close it out.
It's our responsibility.
Ladies and gentlemen, retired, not in an active practice, but he will always be your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you very much. Brought to you, of course, as so much of our programming is, by Window World, the number one selling replacement window. I went out to your house finally. Is it old enough for windows yet? You need replacement windows yet?
No? You know, in fact, I did call them, and I got kind of confused a little bit because they don't necessarily... Do they install, actually, or...
Of course they do.
Oh, okay.
They have their own installers. You got confused. Maybe you're drinking some of that tea you've been drinking before you came in here. No?
No, what seems to happen is it's probably...
Far out. It probably is you.
It's probably me. But it seemed like I was getting all these other calls after I made my initial call to them from all these...
That's called follow-up. From other companies?
Yeah, they're installers. And I go, what's going on? So I probably missed...
No, that's weird. No, you don't need anybody
else.
Weird.
They do their own installation. Let's just talk about them. Window World. They're in the replacement window business. Replacement window simply is, you know, when a house is built, it's built with the original windows in it. It's like the original heating and cooling system, original water heater. And in time, you got to replace them. Well, that's where Window World comes in. Not for water heaters or the other stuff, but for windows. So now you got to replace the windows. What are you going to do? You're gonna spend a fortune. You're gonna spend $800 a window. I didn't make that number up. There are windows that are $700-$800 a piece. They're windows. They're windows. You don't need to spend that kind of money. You can spend a whole lot less and probably get more window. Good, solid, dependable vinyl window from Window World. You do not get to be the number one replacement window in the country in like a dozen years, and that's about all it took, unless you do a lot of things right, and they do. I have, in all these years, and I think it's 15 on the air, I've never gotten one negative email about Window World. They didn't show up on time. They didn't do it right. Never. Not one. And that's tough to do.
It's tough to pull that off, but they do it. They're a terrific company, locally owned. It's a franchise. They're all over the country, but Kansas City, St. Louis area, two great guys, North County guys, own Window, John Gillette and Jim Lomax. They're terrific guys. They're extremely charitable. It's a great company, great product, great people. What more do you want? Shop all you want to. Look at all the windows you want to. I think I know what you're going to end up deciding, and that's what more people decide than decide. Well, more people pick Window World than any other window, and there are a lot of reasons why. Check out their website. It's windowworldstlouis.com.